Mac and Lockie with you on the Fraser Coast. Hit 101.9. Joined by Paul Murphy from Channel 9. Morning, Murph.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, very well, thank you. Hey, tell us, how excited are you about Sunday night?
Oh, look, I've been up for hours. I'm that excited. I've got my headgear on, got my shoulder pads on. I'm ready to go. If Kevy gives me the call, I'm good to step up.
Good man.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, I haven't been following the Origin twists and turns. Who's in? Who's out? What's the biggest news, Murph?
Oh, look, the ongoing news in recent days has been Dylan Napa. Will he play? Won't he play? He's had this ankle injury. They've had him in cryogenic machines at minus 180 degrees to try and get him right. We caught up with Kevy last night. He's saying he's come through the last 2 days of training well. He's booked on the plane to head down to Sydney this afternoon. So we can only presume that he's going to play. Of course, great news for Queensland is that Billy's back, Billy Slater. He'll line up for his 30th Origin match on Sunday night. That's a big inclusion. He just offers so much in attack and defence. That's a welcome return. On the New South Wales side of things, which we don't care about a whole lot, but Matt Prior comes into their side. He's a real workhorse. He's been around the NRL for years, both the Dragons and the Sharks, and he finally gets his opportunity at 31 years of age. So a nice little story on the Blues side of things.
Yeah, look, Murph, so what's going to happen if Napa misses out? Are we just going to have Michael Morgan slot into the front row? He seems like he can play anywhere.
Well, Kevy did say before Origin 1 that he's Queensland's Mr. Fix-It. Wouldn't surprise me. But unfortunately, Morgo is out with a biceps injury, so he won't save us this time around. Most likely what will happen if Napa didn't play, Tim Glasby is the 18th man. Most likely he'd come onto the bench and Josh Papali would come into the starting side. But look, all indications at this stage are that Napa probably will take his place. So we'll wait and see what happens.
And what about Kalyn Ponga? He's someone who I thought we could have used in the first game, add a bit of spark. Is he going to get a cap or does he just miss out again with Billy being back in?
No, he's on the bench and he will certainly come into the action at some stage. Just where, that's the big question. The training in recent days, he has been filling in at fullback at stages. And Billy's even said that, look, he'd be prepared to shuffle into another spot when Ponga comes on. But Kevy's playing his cards close to his chest as to just how he'll use him. He's a real excitement machine. They're going to throw him out there at some stage. I think probably a guy like that with his skill and pace, just throw him out there, give him a bit of a license to thrill and let him do his thing. But, he adds a real X factor. He's a guy that could come on maybe late in the half and create a bit of havoc when those forwards are tiring a bit and falling off tackles. He could really cut New South Wales up.
All right, mate. You right to stick around? We'll talk more footy.
You betcha.
Morning, it's Mac and Lockie on the Fraser Coast. Hit 101.9. Paul Murphy joins us from 9. We are talking about Origin this Sunday night. Murph, who's the people to watch out for? Tell us.
Oh, wow. Look, for Queensland, Billy Slater, of course, a big addition.
He's dangerous!
He is dangerous. The Queensland forward pack. Now, look, it's not being unfair to say they'll probably outplayed game one.
Yep.
I reckon they've got plenty to prove come game two. The selectors have shown faith, sticking with them. Guys like Jai Wallace, he had 5 runs for 43 metres. Jared Wallace. 5 runs for 43 metres. Guys like that, they'll be desperate to come out, particularly in what is a do-or-die match. I mean, lose game two and the series is over and, Queensland, that's the last thing they want to see. It'd be great to see Queensland win game two instead of for a decider, a live decider, game three back at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, last year, obviously, Queensland lost game one and there was a perception, whether it's a reality or not, that perhaps New South Wales got a bit too big for their boots in terms of their attitude. Although they almost did win the second game, we stole it off at the end. How do you think the mentality, is there much arrogance floating around or is Freddie Fittler keeping that under wraps in New South Wales?
Yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head. I think Freddie, with his experience, and remembering, of course, he's been there and he's done it before. He knows what it's like. I think he's done pretty well this week to keep a lid on things. They've just been quietly, flying under the radar. It's taken, more than a decade, but I think they're finally starting to get it that, one game doesn't make a series. And as you mentioned, last year they won the first game pretty convincingly and they were up by 10 points in game two in Sydney, incidentally. And of course, course, then they choked. They lost that match and then ultimately the series. So I think they're starting, it's starting to sink in that, you know, they can't get too carried away. Complacency has certainly been an issue for them in the past. But I think Freddie's done pretty well to address it. You know, the proof will be in the pudding come Sunday night.
Murph, have you heard about Freddie Fittler's Byron Bay type techniques?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me, having met Freddie on a number of occasions. He is a little bit different, it'd be fair to say. You know, he's gone vegan these days.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, of course. He's a healthy sort of fellow. But he's the sort of guy that he's willing to try different things. And some of the stuff that, you know, is going on in the New South Wales camp is a little bit left of centre. But I guess we can't knock it because it seems to be working so far. So maybe we need to get the Queensland boys out there with their shoes off, walking on the grass,
right,
and embracing the earth as well.
Yes, earthing, I believe, was the term they used the other day. He makes them all take their shoes off so that they're sucking up all the minerals into their feet, which I don't recommend on game day because all the other guys are wearing spikes. But anyway.
Exactly. And it's probably not a good idea in Sydney this week. It's been fairly wet. So they'll probably all run out, you know, with the cold and sniffles on Sunday night. Might work in Queensland's favour.
Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring match, Murph?
Probably not.
Yep.
I mean, State of Origin, it's occasionally there's blowouts. So much on the line this week. Although when you look at both sides, I mean, if one forward pack is able to lay a really good platform, both sides have backlines capable of creating a bit of havoc. But look, as I mentioned, it's been a wet week down there. It will be dry come Sunday. It shouldn't really have any effect. If I say it's a close one, it'll be a blowout. If I say it's a blowout, it'll be a close one. It's Origin. That's what we love about Origin. It's unpredictable, and then I'm sure that'll continue on Sunday night.
Thanks very much for joining us, Murph, and make sure you check it out, all the reports on Channel 9. Thanks, buddy.
Absolute pleasure, guys. See ya.